Well, you all are completely happy, correct? You have the completely happy devotional with you this morning. That would be because I'm completely happy, even though my printer didn't print this morning. So, because my printer didn't print this morning, we don't have this morning's devotion. It'll go out on the internet, but it won't be on hard copy until I figure out how to get my printer clean. But on Wednesday, we talked about completely happy. Jesus talks about being completely happy, that he tells us things in 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 of John in the CEV Bible. He says, I tell you this so you can be completely happy as I am. You will ask God, and he will answer your prayers so that you'll be completely happy. Other translations say that your joy might be full. Another translation says that then your joy will overflow. But I like completely happy, because completely happy is completely happy. Joy, you know, people say, well, they can't steal my joy. Still got my joy. Where is it? You can hide joy a lot better than you can hide happy. Now, obviously, you don't necessarily believe someone when they're declaring, I've still got my joy, if they can't display the joy anymore than if somebody says, yeah, I'm happy. Can't you see I'm happy? No, I can't see that you're happy. I can see that you're not happy. People can see if you're happy or not, can't they? I mean, you might have to explain sometimes. Sometimes you might be so you might be so happy you're in tears, and you got to explain. No. These are tears of joy. I'm really happy. Then there's that old song from years ago that says, "Though I may be laughing on the outside, deep inside, you know, crying." But completely happy. The fact that Jesus. You know, some people, I think, don't believe that Jesus is concerned about happiness. Even though he said, I came so that your joy might be made complete. A lot of times people sort of have this attitude that, you know, Jesus isn't concerned with happy. Even though he said, you know, in this world there's going to be struggles and trials, but be happy. I've overcome the world. Rejoice, I've overcome the world. You know, it's still like a thing of Jesus struggled and so should we. But they forget that Jesus' major struggles were very short-lived. Struggles with wanting to smoke the religious people, understanding why God once or twice or three times said to Moses, just stand back, let me kill them all. But, you know, he didn't struggle to heal, he didn't struggle to save, he didn't struggle to deliver, there just wasn't any struggle to it. Obviously there was a momentary, a time of struggle in the garden was his worst struggle. He struggled more in the garden before he went to the cross. By the time he was done in the garden, the joy set before him got him to the cross. But even at the most, the struggle was the few hours of the beating, the nailing, the dying. He went to be with the Father. He went into hell. I suspect there wasn't much of a struggle there. He led captivity captive. He went in, delivered the good news, led captivity captive, smoked the devil. I mean, maybe some of what thrilled him, he might have been pretty thrilled on the cross because it was only a matter of time before he was going to put hurt on the devil, you know. I mean, have you ever finalized your plan to do something and while you were getting ready to do it, you began to feel better already? At least your whole attitude changes. So, anyway, for us as Christians to get get it seated in our heart. Jesus cares about happy. He likes to be happy. We are created in His image. Don't we like to be happy? Do any of you ever say, "Oh man, I'm happy again"? Forgive me, I'm just... Well, I do say that sometimes. Forgive me, I'm happy. But you know, not too often do you hear people go, "I'm just so ticked off, I can't quit being happy. I wish I could get over being happy." That, most people don't do that, do they? Most people actually enjoy being happy. Now, there are those who are afraid to be happy because they're certain that happiness won't last. And they can't take the disappointment of not being happy. So they just won't be happy. I know that doesn't make sense, but there's a lot of things that don't make sense in what we do. But Jesus is into happy. And He's into complete happiness. And in Him, we can be completely happy. That's why He tells us, "Draw near to Me. Call upon Me." We'll get together and be completely happy. Just as people who are drawn to torment and torturous type things in their life, seeking happiness, but never really finding happiness, maybe momentarily happy, but then it's gone. And so consequently, but they will continue to go back to that to get their happiness, rather than the Lord. And sad to say, as Christians, oftentimes we will do the same thing. Rather than going to the Lord, as the Lord says, rather than just trusting Him, rather than just saying, "I know where I can get my complete happiness." Well, part of the reason we don't do that is because we don't think a lot about complete happiness. And that's my mission today. And always. If we can just get our minds around the teachings of Jesus and go ahead and receive the promises that He has made, believing more in what He said than what we think He meant, and just take the simplicity that is Christ. Paul said, my biggest concern is that you will forget what is the simplicity of Christ. To accept, to receive, to believe, to walk in the fact He really does care about my happiness. Because my happiness will reflect His greatness, and God will be glorified, and God is honored when He gets glory. And we want to honor God. We sing a chorus that says, "In all I do, I want to honor You." To come to the realization and be set on the fact that my complete happiness matters to God. There's nothing wrong with me or with you wanting to be completely happy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy is usually accompanied by happiness, isn't it? They sort of go together. Joy, happiness. Joy, happiness. You would think that they would be related, right? Siamese twins. You shouldn't be able to separate the two of them. But the devil has deceived Christians by getting them to declare, "You can't steal my joy, I don't have to be happy." Trying to separate them. And the fact of the matter is, if you separate them, they're both going to die because they share the same heart, the heart of the Lord. Now, don't misunderstand me. You are going to have to take your happiness sometimes. You have the Lord. You have the joy of the Lord. You have the happiness, but you have to choose happy. It's there. It's there. In John chapter 15, John chapter 15 in the New King James and in the King James talks about if you abide in me. Okay? In the CEV Bible, it says, stay joined to me. And keep saying, if you stay joined to me, 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 then you will ask whatever you want, and my Father will give it to you if you stay joined to me. Okay? There is a responsibility there, and there's a reward there. Our responsibility is to stay joined and to allow His teachings to be a part of us. Because He says, if you stay joined to me and my teachings become a part of you, then you will ask whatever you want, you will have whatever you ask. If you stay joined to me. So our responsibility is what? Stay joined to Him. His responsibility is to answer the prayer. So if you stay joined, now there's not only that, but there's an opportunity there because it says I can stay joined to Him. Okay, it's not like it's something new, but now the news is, you know, really rankling in it that there's, you know, there's people looking for jobs around the world and around the country because unemployment is up. Well, okay, it's good news and great news. It's good news if somebody says there are jobs available. Great news is it's yours if you want it. Okay, stay joined to me is the same way. It's good news and it's great news. Stay joined to me is there's a position open. It's yours if you want it. There's a position opened, joined to Him. And it's yours if you want it. And the position comes with all the benefits. It's all part of the inheritance. It's all ours. That's what the Word says. And He wants us to be completely happy. So completely happy doesn't have Him withholding anything. You know, once in a while you see, I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was a movie about a guy who he died. And when he had the will, everybody was there to get anything and everything they could from him. His grandson didn't even want to come because he was mad at him. They get there, and the whole family, who's just there to get everything they can, and they all do pretty well, they're all ticked off because they didn't get what they wanted, and they knew there had to be a bunch more somewhere. And finally, they get the grandson to come in, and the grandson, there's a grandpa's on a video telling him what he wants, and there's a list of things that he has to do if he wants this. And so he starts out, well, I'll do whatever I got to do, but I don't think there'll be anything for me, to his life being transformed as he allows the lesson to come into his heart. And as he gives up his bitterness and his unforgiveness. And ultimately, he who as a youngster had squandered anything and everything, he used his grandpa for everything he could get to live high, and all of a sudden he wasn't going to live high anymore. That by the time he got all done and he got the teaching into his heart, he then became a person who cared more about other people than he did about himself. And as he cared more about other people than he did about himself, he suddenly got all the wealth. But he had to allow it. He had to understand that it was there for him. And he had to then receive what was being given. Well, this is what Jesus says. If you stay joined. If you stay joined. Our only responsibility, the thing that we have to do the most, is stay joined. We do have a responsibility. That throws out the window the idea that somebody say, well, if God wants it, God will do it. I guess God's in charge, God's in control, He'll have to take care of it. If He wants me saved, He'll have to save me. If He wants this, if He wants that. Folks, God does not always get what He wants. Because He doesn't always get us. But if we'll stay joined to Him. See, it's when we cease to be joined to Him that the enemy comes in and steals and kills and destroys and does evil to us. But as soon as we close that gap and get back joined to God, now God can turn all things together to the good of them that love Him and are called according to His purpose, and we can be happy again. And if we stay joined to Him and we allow His teachings to become a part of us, more and more and more will we not only accept the fact that maybe He does care about our happiness, but we will begin to more and more expect Him to make us completely happy. And when something makes you completely happy, you stay joined to it. You want to stay in close proximity to it. And the promise of God that there is complete happiness, no matter what it is, will cause us to stand with faith and patience in complete happiness, waiting for the happiness to be even greater. Isn't that what Jesus did at the cross? He was completely happy, waiting to get happier, looking forward to the happier. Looking forward to, I've been wanting to put some hurt on the devil. Looking forward to being happier every time we receive and believe what He says and stay joined to Him. And He just goes, oh, Daddy, look at what they're doing now. They're catching on. They're catching on. You know, I have a wild imagination, but somehow I can hear Him say, preach it, Roger. Yeah, because He wants us to stay joined to Him and to walk in all the fullness that He has for us. And so it's worth working out the fullness of our salvation, because there's more. It's not work out the fullness of your salvation. Oh, bless God, if you make it, you'll be one of the lucky ones. Oh, man. No. Work it out because it's worth it. It's worth it. If somebody calls across the country and somebody says, yes, we have jobs, and they say, and it's yours if you want it. We don't say, well, let me think about that. Oh, we pray about everything. Well, if we've been looking, we might call it an answer to prayer. But the fact of the matter is that in truth, this is what the Lord says. The Lord says, hey, stay joined to me. I got something for you. And a lot of people say, well, I was looking for something a little more part-time. I'm kind of trying to back off. I want a slow thing. Don't you have something part-time? No, don't have any part-time stuff. Well, I was sort of looking for something a little more in this category. I don't think I like that category you got there. Well, the category is all of the truth. Yeah, but some of that stuff I just don't like. You know? Yeah, God's got a position for you, but you don't want the position. A friend of mine graduated from college and would not take a job. Because it wasn't what he wanted. I said to him then, I said, man, I'd pump gas to have money. Oh no. That's not what I went to school for. Still doesn't really have a job. He wasn't even looking for part-time. Staying joined is a full-time privilege. It's not work, it's a privilege. It's an opportunity. See, we've tried to turn the things that the Lord meant as opportunities into obligations and struggles. When in the King James or the New King James, where it says "abide in me," it's like, I got to drag my ball and chain of my flesh along and try to get to that place. It's going to be work, you know. Staying joined, that sounds like a lot of work. No, no, no. This is your opportunity. There's a position. There is a position for you. If you want it, you get full benefits to start with. God does not take people on a trial basis. Full time, right away, full benefits, paid while you're training. Sometimes the benefits are poured out just to keep you interested, for goodness sakes, so that you'll catch on. You ever hear a Christian say, "I don't know, when I first got saved, it was just so easy"? Because you just believed. After a while, you started thinking. You started thinking. You didn't just receive His thinking. You started to complicate it. He was still simple. He's still the same. And the message is still the same. If you'll stay joined to me and you'll allow my teachings. Allow. Another wonderful word there. Allow. We. In all of our humanness, have the power to keep Him from what He really wants. We have to allow. We have to allow Him. When someone says, "There's a job, it's yours if you want it," will you allow us to pay you? "Oh, no, 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 I just want a job." Is that what you do? No. You not only allow them to pay you, you sort of expect them to. What, are they trying to get you to allow them to pay you? But, you know, I mean, it's kind of an understood thing. If somebody offers you a position and you go to work, you're going to allow them to pay you, right? You'll allow them to pay you as much as they would like to, right? You'll just say, "Knock yourself out, be generous," right? "Oh, no, 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 no. This is a little too much. Just let me write you a check back for a little bit," right? What'd you do to your mother that she's leaving? "It was me." "Ah, conviction." "No." "Trust me, she will allow me to pay her." "Absolutely." "She's even better than that. She'll just take it. She is a woman of God. Hallelujah." Well, it's funny, but you know what? I'm learning something as I do. I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, yeah. If I'll allow it, oh God, of course I'll allow it. Knock yourself out. How can it be so stupid? There you are, saying, "I'm telling you all this so you'll be completely happy. Well, it doesn't take much to make me happy. No, no, bless God, I don't have to have much to be happy. No, but you might need a little to make somebody else happy. If you will stay joined to me, there is a position open. There's a spot. It's not all filled up. I don't know how he does it. How does he have a place where we can all join? I don't know. I mean, no bigger of a group than we are sometimes if we gather around to somebody to pray. We can't all get to the same person. But he's big. And if you'll just stay joined to me, oh, there's even another little thing about it. He says, the Father will send the Holy Spirit to take my place. Been with you, gonna live in you. Whoa. I am joined. I have to run away not to be joined. I have to refuse not to get what he wants me to allow him to do in me. I have to close off my spiritual brain so that the teachings can't take their proper place. I have to refuse to hear what he says. I have to prefer other things over him. Wow. Do you know how hard we work sometimes to get away when all we have to do is just stay joined? Something comes up and faith is just rambling in us. Confidence is just rambling in us. But doubt from the devil comes in to try to get a little spot. Get a little spot. Did it? Did it in the garden? Did God really say that? Eve should have said, shut up and go away. Adam should have said, you fool woman. I told you what God said. You know what God said. Let's see if we can't get this fixed before it gets out of hand. Oh no, he just joins in. Oops. There was a little something wrong with Adam though. Nah, I won't go there. Well, I better, or else your imagination's a wonder, but I think that she was probably pretty sweet. And he told her to get dressed. Okay. Well, they just didn't enjoy each other's nakedness. But anyway, you know, allow. If you will just stay joined. Okay, so now let's look at that and say, okay, if you'll stay joined, then that must mean that he has joined us. In other words, he has brought us in. We're attached. So now you just need to stay joined. You need to allow the teachings. Stay joined. Allow the teachings. Stay joined. Allow the teachings. Our responsibility is to be in Christ. His responsibility is to be Christ. The Anointed One, His anointing, dwelling in you richly. This treasure that you have in this earthen vessel is far greater than you can comprehend. It is something that you can search out for your whole life, experience in greater and greater measure every minute of every day. Just stay there. And don't allow anything. Life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things past. For things to come, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Except you. So if you will stay joined, Jesus said, and you will allow my teachings. That's just crazy, isn't it? Just allow them. Just let them do what they want to do. Yeah. In the same way that you work for someone and allow them to pay you. That's pretty simple, isn't it? The Lord says, would you allow me this pleasure? Because there's this wonderful thing that goes on. And that is, your happiness makes Him happy. And so, by you being happy, you can make Him happy. Him being happy, He just desires you to be happier. You get happy, and He's so happy that you're happy. I'm so happy that you're happy. Haven't you ever sort of said that to somebody? I'm so happy that you're happy. I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad for you. What a blessing. What a privilege. And it's really exciting, isn't it? When you're the one that's made them happy. When you have done the thing that makes them happy, and they say, oh, this makes me so happy. And you say, oh, I'm so happy I can make you happy. Oh, you've made me really happy. I'm so happy that you... That's what I wanted, was for you to be happy. God wants you to be happy. And He has the means for your happiness, no matter what. And you can take it and enjoy it and make Him happy, or you can resist it. Sometimes people decide, well, I just shouldn't be happy now. This shouldn't make me happy. I better not be happy. I've told a multitude of peoples about, you know, when Josiah died, honestly, Vicki and I, we discussed it, that the most difficult thing about it was how much peace God gave us. And trying to figure out how to have that peace and not offend people by having peace, or, well, it's either that or offend God by not receiving the peace. Really, sort of happy in the midst of a trying time. And I shared on Wednesday night that when we came through Jordan, and I stayed in Watson Lake in the Yukon Territory, and the Lord reminisced with me about that time. He reminisced with me about how he showed me walking through a park when a praise just erupted out of the inside of me that I didn't even know where it came from, saying to God be the glory in the midst of what should have been the most awful time. You know, it's like God said, remember that? Yeah, I do remember that, Lord. It's like we had a little reunion there at Watson Lake. And I felt like I received a new jetpack there. That was sort of a launching experience. And I feel like the second boosters have gone up. I'm ready to go into orbit. I like happy. I really do. And to me, it's something worth fighting for. Happy is better than fighting for my own way. Happy is better than discouragement and doubt over something that hasn't yet worked out, you know? Happy's good. Happy makes you feel good. But we do. Honestly, you think about it, sometimes we're just determined not to be happy. Don't like my circumstance? I ain't gonna be happy till something's better. How about being happy and it'll get better? It's a choice. If you stay joined to me, Jesus said. If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. So if you're thinking, nice thought, Roger, but you can't be always happy. But you're not always happy. No, I have to fight for it. But when I'm preaching it, I have to get in track with it. That's why I say I have a love-hate relationship with the Word of God sometimes. Because it speaks to me, I have to believe it, I preach it, I have to do it. But the Holy Spirit is faithful. He's so faithful to remind me, are you perfectly happy? Are you completely happy right now? Yes! Like that movie of the guy that couldn't tell a lie. You know? I can't lie. Well, I've got to be happy. The Spirit of the Lord convicts me. The biggest thing is that I can be. I know that it can be. And the more that becomes real in me, the more that I stay joined to Him, and the more that I allow His teachings to be in me, then I have that within me, the Holy Spirit saying, you can be happy. You can have victory. You can trust the Lord. You can stand in faith with patience. You can do all of these things. All of the fruit is just ready to overflow in your life. If we compare that to some of the other things that we let overflow in our life, what would be the better choice? Will overflowing happy be better than overflowing anger? Overflowing happy produces overflowing confidence, which will overflow and drown doubt or fear or all of those other things. Happy is holy, man. Happy's a hoot. New t-shirt. Happy's a hoot. It is. It's good. You like happy, don't you? I mean, if you got a choice, you choose happy, right? If not, you will. Because it's good. It's good if we stay joined. Remember when Jesus says, I've spoken these things to you so that you should not be made to stumble. He teaches us all of these things. So if we're going to stumble, let's stumble into His arms, not away from His arms. Now, there's a position open. Well, I'm not really sure that I'll like that. Well, maybe you ought to try it and find out. In the meantime, you'll at least get a paycheck or two. Then again, there are those people who are full-time who only work part-time. Now, that's a whole other message. You ever work with anybody that was full-time that only worked part-time? Gotta love that, don't you? And have somebody that's full-time that only wants to work part-time that says, hey, slow down, you're making the rest of us look bad. Person ought to carry a baseball bat for those days, shouldn't they? Happily smoke them. No. If you stay joined to me and let my teachings become a part of you, you can even be happy then. As for you, you know what's right and you do it. One more thing came to my mind last night as I was thinking about Memorial Day. And, you know, when the quote, the big wars before politics ruled them went on, everybody was joined in the fight. Whether they were in the military or not, there were people having less of certain goods to help the war effort. Collecting tin for the war effort. My mother went and built airplanes for the war effort. You know, the whole country was a part of it. They were all joined to it. And I think that the body of Christ, if we will all stay joined to Jesus, everyone who claims his name, everyone who calls upon his name, who if everyone who is part-time will become full-time, and everyone who is full-time will become a more dedicated part of the body of Christ, and if we all will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, and if we all will believe that he can make a difference, if we will stay joined, we will see. We will behold the glory of God. It starts with us individually accepting the position that he's offered us, staying joined. And while we're joined, then allowing his teachings to become our life, so that then with confidence we will ask and our prayers will be answered. Stay joined. Recognize when there's a decoupling taking place. And get the pin back in. Get the thing put back together. I was mowing the other day. I know I said it was only one more thing, but this comes to my mind. I was mowing the other day, and a pin came out of the lawnmower. But I didn't know the pin came out of the lawnmower. But what I did notice was, I would back up when I would try to go forward, it would kind of buck up. And I'd back up, and then finally I could go again. Then I was going back, and I looked, and there was this groove in the yard. Fortunately or unfortunately, it was wet enough out that it was able to groove the yard. Maybe it just would have stayed on top. But so I look, and the pin came out, and finally the little arm or the rocker that went into the steering had dropped down, and so I was running this rod. Fortunately, it was hard enough steel. I went and found another pin, put it back together, and things worked a lot better again. You know, if there had been a beeper on it that said your pin came out, I'd have found it a lot quicker. Well, you know, we do actually have a beeper, the Holy Spirit, that warns us when the pins come out, when things are falling apart. And if it will be our heart's desire to stay joined, more than anything, that's what I want. I want to stay joined, and I want to allow his teachings to have the fullness of his expectancy in my life. I want him to just go ahead and knock himself out. Figure of speech, of course. Doing what he wants. My life, your life, and then in the lives of those whose lives we touch. Heavenly Father, we answer your offer. And knowing that all we have to do is show up. We are joined, we just need to recouple. And having confidence that you'll see to it that we have all the tools that we need and that we can do the job. And we will allow the teachings and the benefits to be a part of our life. Not only that, Lord, but we are going to become reproducers. We're going to be harvesters in your field for all those other people that are looking for what you've been trying to get to us. We commit to you, Father, our lives and our hearts, that we might honor you and bring glory to you as we stay joined to you. And I thank you for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just pray a blessing of the Lord upon you. The Lord just said to me, he said, now bless them. And so I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you with his blessing, not mine, but his. He pours out a blessing upon you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.